This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, reality TV follows the lives of smokers trying to quit. First, though, if more journalists were like Mabel Renfeld, perhaps the profession would enjoy a better reputation. She covers corruption in her homeland of Paraguay. It's a big problem there. One anti-graft organization calls Paraguay the second most corrupt country in the world after Nigeria. And when Mabel Renfeld told me about that ranking, she added a joke. We're only number two, she said, because we got the Nigerians to pay us for the number one spot. Mabel Renfeld is one of the winners of this year's Courage in Journalism Awards from the International Women's Media Foundation. There's a ceremony for her tonight in New York. We spoke earlier. Mabel, congratulations.
Thank you very much, and it's an honor to me to be here with you. Thank you.
You cover arms trafficking, corruption between government officials and the national oil company, child abuse, corruption in the military, corruption in the church. How often do you write?
It's very often, because in Paraguay, everywhere where you touch, you can find the corruption. After all the doors, if you open it, you can find corruption.
People don't like those doors open. At least the people behind the doors, they don't want them open.
I know. They tried to kidnap my child the last year. My daughter, she's 12 years old. And after that, things changed in my life and also in the life of my family. And, you know, this award is very contradictory to me because
The award is kind of contradictory?
Yes, but to me because, you know, I'm awarding because my job, but maybe because my job, my children can die. So it's very contradictory to me, this.
How do you go on doing this as a mother?
I try to not think about this, because if I think, maybe I will not do it again.
How do you protect your children? Have you moved someplace, or do you have armed guards? You can get in trouble in this country for being a reporter, but not like that, really.
I can ask for the police force to take care of me or my family, because it's like to put the cheese in front of the mouse. We are just taking care with the people that loves us, and they tell me when something dangerous is around me.
Your neighbors and your friends.
Yes, that it means.
They keep an
eye on. And also the readers and the people who hear me at the radio station.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. They are my bodyguards.
You have called your stories, the kinds of things that you write about, grains of sand that will what? Make a better Paraguay?
I know that I will not see a better Paraguay. Maybe neither my children. The next generations will have a better country. And when they view the history, my name is going to be there. And also the name of my children, because, you know, I told to Mandalit
Del Barco, she's
yes.
A reporter here at NPR, and you spoke with her, yes?
So I told her that my daughter, she's very criticized with my job. She's asking me all the time that, Mommy, why? Why are you fighting for this country? They don't deserve it.
So what do you say to her? I mean, it must be very difficult to have your child ask questions like that.
I just try to explain her that God cannot punish somebody else who tried to be in the right way, who tried to be honest and decent and to be a good person. You know, I'm 40 years old, and I will have my first car right now, and it is because the war. So it means I be a decent person, a decent journalist. You know why? Because every time when I made my investigative reports, people offered so much money to stop my work, to silence my notes, my articles, that if I wouldn't accept that, I'd be maybe the most rich journalist in my country. I never did it.
So you never had a car, but now you've gotten this award, and there's some money that comes with the award, and you're going to...
to buy the first car for our family, yes.
Mabel Renfeld is investigations editor for the newspaper ABC Color and the radio station Radio Primero de Marzo in Asunción, Paraguay.